This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Legislators passed a Hurricane Helene storm relief bill Wednesday that provides $273 million in recovery funds. It also makes provisions for storm victims to cast their ballots in the November election and provides assistance for schools in affected areas. The bill was immediately signed into law by Governor Roy Cooper. It includes funding for New Hanover and Brunswick counties to deal with the extensive damage caused by Tropical Cyclone No. 8, which hit last month. Reverend Dave Heller said this morning that physical relief donations are on hold at the Columbus Baptist Association. Distribution centers in the mountains are backed up. The CBA donation center will likely reopen next week, he said, as supplies get cleared out and the recovery continues. Cash donations for operating expenses are still needed, and they will be sent directly to the affected areas. State officials said yesterday that 88 people have been confirmed dead so far from Hurricane Helene's path through the North Carolina mountains. Power has been restored to all but around 60,000 homes in the hardest hit areas. Tomorrow is Senior Citizens Day at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair from 1 to 4 p.m. There'll be a special gospel music concert and other activities. Tomorrow night is the ever-popular Diaper Derby on the main stage at 6 p.m. Little racers can be registered at the main stage just before the competition. The Children's Tractor Show is at 7 p.m. Friday night at the Tobacco Barn. The fair runs through Sunday. The gates open at 4 p.m. for general admission today and tomorrow, and 1 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. County Commissioners on Monday approved the expansion of the Grag Track development in southern Columbus County. Gary Lanier of the County Economic Development and Planning Office explained that the project has been expanded by a total of 370 acres. It takes it to almost 4,000 acres right now. The new acreage will allow for larger lot sizes and less density. A landmark case before the State Court of Appeals could dramatically reshape or preserve farmland in our state. A solar developer is suing Pender County for the right to build a 2,300-acre solar facility on agricultural property and adjoining wetlands in Pender County. The solar field would be one of the largest in the state and more than 10 times bigger than any in the southeast. County officials in Pender refused a permit for the field. They note that the property is prone to flooding, and a solar generation facility that size could have permanent detrimental effects on neighboring farms, residential properties, and the environment. Western Prong Baptist Church will have homecoming dinner on the ground Sunday after the 10:30 a.m. service. Worship is held every Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 at Western Prong. The church is located at Peacock Road and U.S. 701 between Whiteville and Clarkton. Antioch Baptist Church will hold revival Sunday through Wednesday. Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m. while the other night's worship begins at 7. The church is located at 1463 Antioch Church Road, Whiteville. Transformation Church and Milk Before Ministries have a busy month ahead. Sunday is Family Fun Day at Whiteville's Nolan Park, starting with worship service at 10 a.m. There'll be music, food, and games after worship. Transformation is also holding a sidewalk service October 20th at 6 p.m. in the alleyway in downtown Whiteville. Everyone is welcome. Columbus County is recruiting beaver trappers to help control the population of the pesky but industrious critters. A basic beaver trapping class will be held October 26th at the Soil and Water Conservation Office at the County Complex. The bounty for beavers this year is $80 per animal, and there is no limit. Call 910-642-2196, extension 3, to pre-register for the free class. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.